Brother James Ray, and we'll call it a day.
So what are we holding at the bottom?
The two dots, right?
The two dots.
I think my son has a...
Okay, so let's start from the two dots. All right, please stay.
Hallelujah, that's all the one to say.
Oh, you better start off again.
Maybe that's it, right? Let's go.
Hallelujah is the beginning of a pig. So there's lots of Hallelujahs in Tehillim. Some are, according to Chista, they're all the end of a pig. According to Rabbah, they're all the beginning of a pig. Now obviously we're not talking about ones that have Hallelujah on both ends. If you have a Hallelujah like this, then obviously this is the beginning and this is the end. Because there's two Hallelujahs here. We're discussing here things where there are only one Hallelujah. If you go through the Tehillim, you'll see that sometimes like V'anachnu Mevorach Ko, Na'asov Adelom, Hallelujah. Now is that Hallelujah the beginning? Does that look, go with V'anachnu Mevorach Ko? Or does it go together with the next one after? So we're going to see. It's Machlekes Amoraim.
When is it a Machlekes when there's not another Hallelujah
right,
starting?
When there's no other Hallelujah. I saw the Tili, which is the Tilim, Tilim of Rechonim Berab, the Tibu, Hallelujah ben the Perik. It has the word Hallelujah in the middle of the Perik. Alma Mesapkele, so you must have had a suffix if it's in the middle, or if it's the beginning or the end, and therefore you put it in the middle and say, I don't know, shit, I don't know what it was. Alma Rechonim Berab, so we see maybe some Rashvan. Hallelujah, Reish Pirko, Kulu Hanoch, second last as runs. Kulu Hanoch, the same Tehillim, She'im Boy, Kimachas Levade, that there is only one Hallelujah being Pirko Lepir. That is the Sophic Machlekes, what was it? Aval Mokin She'ish Meifamim Hallelujah being Pirko Lepir, a place where there's twice Hallelujah between his Pirko Lepir, there's no Machlekes about that. The bigger of Chistam Rabba Avuna, the Chadmer El, the Chadmer El, one goes above and one goes. But Elga is referring to what was just said, and Rora referring to what's going to be said.
Can Rora explain Alma Masafek?
Yeah. If he puts Hallelujah in the middle of a period, I mean, he doesn't know if it's the beginning or the end.
Who's he?
This Tehillim of Be'yav, what was the name?
Whoever wrote, printed.
Yeah, he wrote, and this is just to write Tehillim, it wasn't printed.
Yeah.
It's to write it, so when he wrote the Tehillim, he wrote it as one long period, with Hallelujah in the middle.
Mm.
Right, there's one Shkamal if they had it. Let's take this one. This Hallelujah Aloe Shem Hashem. Halo Abde Hashem. So this Hallelujah, is it really Vrecha Cho Hashem Etzion or Yisri Shemayim Vayetz Hallelujah? Or is it really Hallelujah Aloe Shem Hashem in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hei? That's one example. So he didn't know. So he did one long period from here, which finished over here. Maybe he knew that this is the... But he didn't know. So therefore, he treats it as going both ways. So one over here. All right, well, that's fine. It used to be over here. Got taken out. Fine, we'll see how we roll. We'll watch it out. Fine, not the Gemara Vayta. Amar Chonim Barovo Hakel Moedim Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi Vivach Obosu Shinkot Shevinam Voed. There, the Hallelujah, the Basrei Reish Pirka. Everyone's master, everyone knows that everyone agrees that the Hallelujah, which is the first of the Hallelujahs that we say, that is going on the beginning of the next period. That means here we have Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi Vivach Obosu Shinkot Shevinam Voed. And then we have Hallelujah. That everyone agrees, I mean even a Chista agrees that this is the beginning of it.
If there's just one, it's the beginning?
No. In this particular instance.
Oh, well,
in this particular instance, everyone agrees this is the beginning of Hallelujah. That's one that everyone agrees. In Rosho, Yiro, Vekas, Shinov, Yechoi, Minomas, Tavis, Yishoim, Tavis, Halukat Basiri, Yishpirka. This is another one, in Kukyut Beit. Good to have that. The pasuk ends off. Rosh Yir V'Chol Shinov Yachrek V'Nomas Tavos Hashem Tevid, and the next one is the beginning of Hallel. Hallelujah, Hallelujah Adi Hashem. So there again, everyone agrees this Hallelujah is the beginning of the prayer. Even if Chisu said that generally Hallelujah is the end of the prayer, here Hallelujah is the beginning of the prayer. You got something to add?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Fine. I thought you just wanted to say something.
No, I was just thinking in the.
Yeah. Okay. Could I think? Yeah. Then we move on. So in the Beit Hashem, the Beit Hashem, in Kuplamet Hey, this is the one I was going for. So in the Beit Hashem, this one over here. So in the Beit Hashem, so this Hallelujah, where are we holding again? Hallelujah the Basrei, Reish Pirka. So Hallelujah Basrei, that means this one over here is the beginning of the day. That places us up to these two. Reish is Chochum or Yeres Hashem Zeh Tev HaChol Yisrael, Hallelujah Basrei, Reish Pirka. So, you see Machlikas, not Machlikas, certain ones is no Machlikas, certain ones is a Machlikas. So now, name a Ketana.
Knowing which one is the beginning, which
one is the beginning. I don't know. Name Ketanoi, let's say it's a Machlikas Tanoi. This Indian of Evchista and Rabbo is a Machlikas Tanoi. Why? It says, anyone remember this Mishnah? Remember such a Mishnah? There's a mission we just had, that we have a machlekes, Isham Mitzilo, about till where do you say hello on Seder night, on the first part of Seder night. So Isham Mitzilo, you say, Ema Bonus Mecho, Mitzilo, he says, you say, Atchalom Shlomayin and Mayin. Tani Yedoch, Adhechon Oime, the different Bryce, it says, that where do you say, and it brings the same machlekes as Isham Mitzilo with a slight difference. So Isham Mitzilo, you say, Ad Betzeis, Yisrom and Yisroim. So there seems to be a dispute what's Vishama and Vitela. According to the first opinion, Vishama say Ad Ema Bonim Samecho. According to the second opinion, they say Ad Betis Yisrael. According to the first opinion, Vitela said Ad Chalom Yisleminim, right? According to the second opinion, it says until Loilon. My love, Bahor Kimitri. Don't you think this is the Machlikas? This is the focal point of the Machlikas. The one who says Bishama would say Ema Bonim Semecho and would stop there, Sova Haluka Reish Kirka. He holds that Haluka is the beginning of the next one. So this is now our Halal, and we say we start with Haluka Abdi Hashem, and we end up with Vishiva Kesa by Ema Bonim Semecho, and then after that we have Betisha Sama Mitzoya. So this Haluka, does it go to the end of Ema Bonim Semecho Haluka, or is it Hallelujah, but teach you some inside. What would you say in Mordechai? Is it Hallelujah, but teach you some inside? Or is it, in a running safe, Hallelujah? So they thought that's good from the Machlekes there. That's the Machlekes between the two Sarayim. The one that says, Bisham, he says, Ad Chalam Islam, Ad Ema Bonim Samecha. So he holds Hallelujah is.
Sorry. And the next one
is the beginning of the next one. And the one that says you see so between some Mitzrayim, he holds that Hallelujah is the last word of the previous one. So there we have a lame Kitana. And so what? So we have Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabbo, and we have a lame Kitanoi. What's the problem? Now the Gemara says, Rav Chisda Metaritz Metame. Because there's a question. Metaritz. He's got a question. What's the question?
Right, very good. And it's not good for there to be a machlekes amarayim on something that's already been a machlekes tanaim. It's not good for that. It's not impossible, but it's not good. So Reina, if I ever find that I'm arguing with an amarayim, and I find two prices which seem to say this machlekes, the amarayim will generally say, no, those prices aren't the dispute we're having. That's a different dispute. We're having something else. So, let's see. Chizmetat Tamit. You could have a sovi. Everyone holds Aluluka is the end of the pig, like I hold. Kachit holds Aluluka is the end of the pig. So everyone holds Aluluka is the end of the pig. Mandama Advetesisor Mitzayim. The one that says that they would say until Betesisor Shabbat. That's very good because they said Aluluka. Aim Habonim Semecha Aluluka because Aluluka is the end of the pig. But the Mandama Adem Habonim Semecha. The one who said Ad Im Abonis Mecha Ad V'Ad Bechlar. He meant to say Im Abonis Mecha including Hallelujah. Ad V'Ad Bechlar means inclusive. Including Ad Hallelujah. That's what he meant to say. Say the Gemara. So why didn't you say that? The name Ad Hallelujah. Say, you should say it until Hallelujah. Maybe had he said, you know, you start until Hallelujah, you never know which Hallelujah. If that's the reason why he said, Amen, Bonim Semecha, I've got an answer for you. Say, Name Hallelujah, Shell, Amen, Bonim Semecha. So why don't you just elaborate and say, Rabbi Samai say, you say until Hallelujah of Amen, Bonim Semecha. So that's a question on Rav Chisda, and the answer to that was Kasha. Then I'll make the Kasha. Lost 2 years to sit with Rav Chisda. The Kasha on Rav Chisda. The mail of what we said. Rav Chisda had them instead holds Hallelujah is always in the end of the period. And yet, we see that Rabbi Samai say, you say until Amen, Bonim Semecha. Which seems to imply that Aluka is the end of the period, the beginning of the period. So it seems to imply that Aluka is the beginning of the period. So which he says, no, they really meant till Hallelujah. So why didn't they say it? Good point. Good question. Right. Next. So that's all very good of Chista, but what about Rabbi Baravuna? Rabbi Baravuna held that Hallelujah is always the beginning of the period. And here we seem to have a brighter, seeming implying that Hallelujah is the end of the period, because it says that they would say until B'tzeis Yisrael and Shayim. Right? It doesn't say until Hallelujah B'tzeis Yisrael and Shayim. It says until B'tzeis Yisrael and Shayim, which would imply that Hallelujah is the end of the previous period. So what's he going to do? Rabbi Baravuna matas tami edukalam Hallelujah reish pirkem. Hallelujah is the beginning of the period. Mando ma iman bonim semecha shapi. The one that says that you say until iman bonim semecha
ends there,
and it ends there. Very good. Because Hallelujah, Hallelujah is the beginning of the next period. But the one that says that you say mando ma ad v'tzeis Yisrael sova ad v'loyad bechlal. It means not inclusive the word beforehand. Ad v'loyad bechlal. You go not including the words of this Yisrael. So, and the words of Hallelujah. So he says, why didn't you say the name of Hallelujah? I said, okay, so say you say until Hallelujah. Why do you say you go till the Yisrael? It's not true. Hallelujah is the word before the Yisrael. And you don't even say that. Right? You don't say Hallelujah of the Yisrael. Come to Rabbi Avraham. So why don't you say that you go up to Hallelujah of the Yisrael? It says, V'chitim and Lloydin on High Hallelujah, we don't know which Hallelujah. V'neima ad Hallelujah of the Yisrael. So why don't we say until, he should say that you say until the Hallelujah of the Yisrael.
Which comes before the Yisrael.
It comes to him, this word here is the beginning of this. So they would go up to him
and stop.
So why don't you say you go up to him and stop? The answer is because if I said you get that look, you wouldn't know which Hallelujah. Maybe if I look over here. Says, okay, so say before that look of Jesus or Kasha. So both Rabbah and Rav Chisda have a difficulty on these prices, but they both managed to say that prices can fit in to their opinion as well. So let's see some Rashbam, then we can see this, and we can
when the
share is yours to Sefta. I missed out a line or two. Could that be? Yeah, we must have missed out one line in the Gemara. Crow, you may see him.
Where is that?
It's four lines up. Crow, you may see him. Those that know Psukim, they added this. Menachem, but there he started. Yom Rish, Haluk, the Baser Yishpirka. Rish is Kochma, yes, Hashem, Tech, the Baser, and look at the Baser Yishpirka. Okay, missed the house, apologize. Says Rashba, Crow, you may see him. Bali Mikra, those that know Psukim, may see him up Elu. They add these as well. Okay, there are people that delves more in Yun, and people that delves more in Psukim. Those that delves in the Psukim, then you, that this is the beginning of the next thing. My love, welcome in for you. Here we are, top of Amad Beis. Very strong. And we had a Machlikas Tanoim. Don't you think this is the Machlikas? The Anach Tanoim, I leave it to be Shammai. These Tanoim, it couldn't be Shammai by the Luka Plik. They're arguing, in Haleluka, is Seif Pekel, or Yish Pekel? If it's the end of the Pekel or the beginning. Helikos. Hi, Nokia.
Are they arguing with the Yish Pekel?
Yeah, the ones that aren't specified otherwise, then Hallelujah, this is the Machlokes, is it the end or is it the beginning? So, Hilkos, I knock at Milsley Bahakrish. Now, by now, I'm Milsley, Binachrish, so one mentions it this way, and one says this, one says Ema Bonim Smeich, because he holds Hallelujah is the beginning of the next page. One says this, he saw, because he holds Hallelujah is the end of the page. According to Vishila, like Hallelujah, where there is no Hallelujah, we couldn't be Vishila, they would say until where? Until Chalamish Tamayne Moyen, that's what we would say. Chalamish Tamayne Moyen, there is no Hallelujah there. So according to Vishila, we have a bit of a difficulty. Why does one writer say that Vishila said you say until Mayne Moyen? And the other one says you say till Loilonu. There's no machlokes between them. Rather than say till the end of Mayne Moyen. So why does one use one expression and one uses another expression? In Mishamai, we can understand why one uses one expression and the other one the other. Because one expression is Adem Ema Bonus Semicho, because Hallelujah is the beginning of the next period. And the other one says, no, I look at the end of the first period, and therefore you say from Batisu Son and Say. But in Hillel, there's no Machlokes B'Chlal. So why does one say that he said until Chalomish, and the other one says he said until Lulam? That's what that's going to question. You have more time, look at this. You see here? Here it says Hallelujah. Kun Meishama, you would say till here. The sign is this here or is this here? So one writer said you say till Ema Banu Semecha. So he obviously holds this is the beginning of the next. And the other one says you say till here. He obviously holds that this is the end of the first. But Kun Meishila, you would say till here. They said in the Mishnah says he stays till here.
Okay.
And yet one writer says he would stay till here. And the other writer says he stays till here. There's no difference.
Stop here.
But why is there a change in terminology? That's Rashbam's question. There's no machlokes at all. Ella, Aidi, the Michlasi, Milsa, the Mishamai. Since that the Brisa changed terminology, according to Mishamai, Mishnah Maluka, because of Maluka, Ereshpekava. Eloi, if it's the beginning of the paragraph or not, Nechrafi Nami Malsai Beit Hillel, they also changed Beit Hillel, Leminkit Hay Milsa, Soifilka, Vedach Hayishpilka. Because you want to point out this end of the paragraph and the beginning of the paragraph. So the one who said that you said, Eman Bonim Samecha, meaning that's the end of the paragraph. So he said, you said, Chalam Shlomayan Amayan, it's the end of the paragraph. The one that said, you see, from Beteet Summit to Beteet Summit to the beginning of the next page, he said you say the Leilon, which is the beginning of the next page, but there's no Machlokes. The focus of the two branches is to go like the beginning of the page or the end of the page, so to him be still obviously the same. So the Gemara says, "No matter. Man, the other ad say so. The other day, I'm not. We have all my ad. Im abonim. Had he said ad im abonim, have a mashma. Will the im abonim say the klal? He would have thought that it's not including im abonim. So he went all the way to all the tzitzis. So because he holds ad v'lo ad v'chal. There's something called in Gemara ad ad v'chal. Something called ad v'lo ad v'chal, which is a way I speak." Right, the way I think, if I tell you, if somebody goes from here to Yerushalayim, we'll get a prize, so did I mean that you should get into Yerushalayim or until Yerushalayim? It's their way of speaking. Different Amoraim have different ways of speaking. Oh, very good, excellent. So, it's just a shadow of how I speak, but not necessarily any halachic difference. So, that's what we thought these two tonight. Why did the Tanakhama say? Why did one bride say that? Bishanai said you say until Eim Abonim Semechom. Why do you say the word? Why do you say until Tzitzis Yisrael? The answer is because he holds Ad Bechlav. Therefore, if I would tell you that you say Tzitzis Yisrael inside, you would have thought that I mean to say that you should say also Tzitzis Yisrael, which isn't true.
Right.
I really mean to say until then. So I'm going to tell you Ad Bechlav. I'm going to tell you until Eim Abonim Semechom. And the one who says that you say to Tzitzis Yisrael, he holds Ad Velo Ad Bechlav. So if I were to tell you, you say until Eim Abonim Semechom, what would you have thought?
Including that.
No, Ad Velo Ad Bechlav. What would you have thought?
You go through that, you end with Haluka, and then you start.
So if I were to tell you, you meant to say, I hold Ad Velo Ad Bechlav. Whenever I tell you Ad, it doesn't mean. So I say you should go till Eim Abonim Semechom. Where would you think I meant?
You stop before that,
right? You think you don't say Eim Abonim Semechom. That's what I'm going to say, but it's some inside. I want you to know you say until the end. Like, that's the machlekes between them. There is no machlekes. It's just a way of speaking. One says one way, one says the other way. One speaks out Eim Abbe Adbechal. Whenever he says Adi means inclusive, and one says Adbe Adbechal and doesn't mean inclusive. That's where Rashbam speaks out. Man, the Ma'adit is Stava Ad Velo Ad Bechal. We have Oma Ad Eim Abonim. If you would have said Ad Eim Abonim Smeichel, have a mashma, I would have thought Velo Eim Abonim Smeichel Bechal, not inclusive of Eim Abonim Smeichel. Man, the Oma Ad Eim Abonim Stava Ad Velo Ad Bechal. We have Oma, as you said, until B'tzeis Yisrael, have a mashma, that B'tzeis Bechal, it would have been mashma that even B'tzeis is included. And the same machlekes in Mitzel, exactly the same. Then why does one say, so, Shalom is the Ma'inim Oyim? What does he hold? One writer said, the Mitzel said, so, Shalom is the Ma'inim Oyim. Which one does he hold?
Then you end there.
So what's the old? Adve Adachal, Adve Le Adachal. Inclusive, right? And the one that said, you say, Leilano, he holds.
You're going to start with
Exclusive. Right? So, Adve Le Adachal. Until you go up to Leilano, not inclusive of Leilano. So then we got the question, if so, the name Adaluka. Now this is a bit tricky, this Rashbam. This Rashbam is really going to the end of the Gemara, going in Rabbah. Rabbah said that the one who said, that says the one who said the essential Eim Abonim Semecha, he held Ad V'Adbechlam. Was that right? What did Rabbi say? He held Ad V'Adbechal. The one who held Ad Eim Abonim Semechom, he held Ad V'Adbechal. He's saying until the word Semechom. And the one who said, you say, B'tzeis Yisrael, he held Ad V'Loy Ad V'Adbechal. So the question on that was, okay, if you hold Ad V'Loy Ad V'Adbechal, and you hold Haraluka as the beginning of B'tzeis Yisrael, so why didn't you say until Haraluka, B'tzeis Yisrael inside? That's the question. The name Ad Haraluka, Lemanda Ad V'Loy Ad V'Adbechal. Couldn't the one who holds Ad V'Loy Ad V'Adbechal, why did he not say Haraluka? Answer was, Kasha. Yeah. That was down. So that was the Gemara. The Gemara was Machlekes, if I look at the beginning and the end.
That's kind of the Gemara.
So we have one place that we do. It's just a tricky place. Let's try it. So in them, the Beit Hashem, the Chatzeres, Beit Elikeinu. Tesis has a Gersa. Hafi Gersa. What's the Hegel stand for? Hafi Gersa. I mean, Tesis has different texts. And this is the one he says the correct one. So we have to look at the Tehillim here.
Is there a spare Tehillim at all? No? Have a spare one, anyone?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I'll say here. There's a Tehillim here like this.
I'm not being good at reading up to that. Put Lamed here.
Lamed here.
You know, I have one as well. It's in Mincha the Shabbos. Yes, okay. Oh, you're right, it's not that. Oh, it's not that. So when do we say it? I look how that's in it. We say it, when do we say it? Alright, it's not in the Shabbos morning, yeah, that's what makes sense. So here we are. Yeah. In Shabbos morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, hallelujah, Abdei Hashem. So in the Beit Hashem, Bechat Vishvet Elekeinu, hallelujah, Ki Tev Hashem, Damu Lishmoy Kinoim. Right, you have that? So it says twice, hallelujah, in Kuf Lamed Hei. 1, 3, 5. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, hallelujah, Abdei Hashem. Shem Yivet Hashem Achat Yivet Elikeinu Halukah Kitev Hashem Zav Meshmei Kinoim. It says Halukah twice.
1, 3, 5 or 1, 8, 5?
Yeah, 1, 2, 5.
Yeah,
8, 1, 8, 5. Oh, okay. Okay, so it says, that's the one that the Gemara says, that look at the Vasei is Reish Pirka. I mean, according to the Gemara, we have in this class thing, Halukah Halukah Hashem Hashem Halukah Hashem 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 Achat Yivet Elikeinu. Then it starts Halleluka Kitoi Vashem Dam Rishmoi. So this Halleluka is the beginning of a new period. Halleluka is the beginning of a new period. Let's see. We know Geres, the one of, there was Beit Hillel, Ha'im Din Beveit Hashem Belelos. Where is this Ha'im Din Beveit Hashem Belelos? Where do we have Ha'im Din Beveit Hashem Belelos?
Just one second.
Just getting my turn. He's saying it's not going on. Almost there, here we are. If you look in the previous Shemalis, I mean the last Shemalis, the one just before it says Shemalis, Hine Bokras Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Ha'Oimdim Beveit Hashem Balelos. There was a Gersa that said Ha'Oimdim Beveit Hashem Balelos. Hallelujah, did I say Reish Pirka? According to that, it would mean that the first Hallelujah here, the first Hallelujah in this Kuf Lamed Hei is referring to that one. If you go in the Mitzvah Shem Achatzeiros, then we're saying the second Hallelujah in Kuf Lamed Hei is the beginning of a page. If you go in the Mitzvah Shem Achatzeiros, then that first Hallelujah of Kuf Lamed Hei is what we're discussing if it's at the beginning of a page. You got that? The Gemara had a Gersa, there were two Gersois. Ha'oimdim. For which Ha'oimdim?
Right.
Is Ha'oimdim Beit Hashem Balelos? Or is Ha'oimdim Beit Hashem Bechatzis Beit Elekeinu? But the Gemara says the Hallelujah that comes after Ha'oimdim is the beginning of a period. So now, if we're referring to this one, so which Hallelujah is the beginning of the period? That one. If we're referring to this one, then we're referring to that one. Right? So Sefer says referring to the gifts, the correct gifts is Sha'indim Beit Hashem Mechatzis Beit Elokim. Now why do you say that?
Havale, if it was referring to the previous one, Havale Lemikis, Yerechecha Hashem Mitzirim, since there were Pesuk Lamalim Halelukah, it should have said, the one of Yerechecha Hashem Mitzirim, Oisishmaim Oretz, Halelukah afterwards is the beginning of the period. Why start two Pesukim before that? Why do we have three Pesukim before the beginning of Halelukah? That's why it seems like I said. But if he's there, according to this, we have to now be Mechadish, Tadaluko, Alush Hashem, Shem Hashem, Alu, Avi Hashem, Shem Jim, Vivis Hashem, Mechatayesh, Shelem Alamizeh, Eino Yitzchil Esamit. If we're right now that we're saying that Halelukah Kitzoy Hashem is the beginning of a period, then it must be Halelukah Halo Hashem Halo Avdei Hashem is the end of Yishev B'Seisa, is the end of Yishev, is the end of Shalom Aleichem. I'm running over. Is the end of Shalom Aleichem. If we're right in saying that, let's look at that. Yeah. If we're right in saying that Halelukah Kitzoy Hashem, which is the Pasuk Gimel of our period, Pasuk Gimel of our period, is the beginning of a Perek, then Pasuk Aleph and Beis must be the end of Kuf Lamed Dalet.
Why must it be?
To lo yitochein sheyir hamizmor shnei psukim. It's not possible there should be a mizmor of two psukim in Tehillim. It's not possible. So if
you mean with two halalukas?
If this is the beginning of a Perek, and this is the beginning of a Perek, then how big is this Perek?
Very small.
There's only two psukim.
Oh.
Not possible for a mizmor in Tehillim to be two psukim. And therefore it must be that these two psukim are really an addendum, is really an end to Kuf Lamed Dalet. So Kuf Lamed Dalet now has five psukim, and Kuf Lamed He has 19. That's why it has to be. Why? It's not shayach to be that the perek in Tehillim has two psukim. Another rive, Oy Dominum B'Midrash, it says in the Medrash, Kuf Mem Zayim Mizmorim Mish B'Sevet Tehillim. There's 147 Mizmorim Mamish Negein Yonah Diyoyimah, 147 Mizmorim Mish B'Sevet Tehillim, Keneged Shnois Yaakov, representing every year of Yaakov. Yaakov lived for 147 years. And there's 147 Kapitlach in Tehillim, but there are, there's 150. He lived 147. So every period of his life, every year of his life, that's one period. But the problem is, there's 150 prokim. Yeah, but now that I've combined two together, so now it's become better. Probably hasn't helped much. We still have to get down to 147. Now we're down to 149.
No, 148.
Well, there's 150, but not two and
joined. We took two out.
Not two. One.
This became
a
psukim, but two psukim, one pair.
Right.
Sorry.
How'd that help anyway? All we did really was we just joined that to that.
The first is the beginning of one pair, now it's the end of another.
Right. What have we gained? It's still in the end of the day going to be 150.
Oh, nothing.
So what do you mean? Oh, the minimum of measures could be designed as very easy to say for 10, and can actually say it can give. Hello. So what he means to ask is, there are 147 in here. There are 147. If you make this into an extra one, then it becomes 148.
What?
And you can't have 148. I've been asking this 150. We have to deal with that in a minute. But he's saying, no, if there are, in the Tehillim is 147 Kapitlach. If you now split up one, it's going to become 148, and it can't be one more, because it says in the Medrash, there's 147 negates the lives of Yaakov. So Mela, it can't be that we added one, because then it becomes 148. Now, my question is, 150 is not such a question, because some of them are split up, really it's one. For instance, the first two, Perakim is really one, Aleph and Beis is really one pair. There's a couple which are in our text are split up, but in actual fact it is one pair. So Mela, there are, says the Medrash, 147 Kapitlach, and if you now break up one, it becomes 148, and that's the problem.
Why would it break it up? He says you can't have one with two.
Right. If you would have it with two, then you've made an extra pair. The end of Shema Nitzanibok becomes 150. That became five stuffy. Now, I was expecting Rebbeinot at least to jump on my head. I was expecting, I especially waited, I dragged it out, and I was expecting him to say, what are you talking about? Of course we can have Perek of Tehillim with two stuffy. Right, where? She knows it backwards. So we do have that the artists on Facebook are out telling to have it. But again, remember the 147 Kapitla. So Facebook obviously held that these two Pesukim are also part of Kupset Zayin. They're either beginning of Hoyt or the end of Afti. They're also part of it. Yeah, so I know we in our telling is broken up in such a fashion. We get 150, but then it's only meant to be 147. So Aleph and Beis are joined together, and Kamei Kupset Zayin joined with Kupset Zayin. So there is no Perek that has only two Sukkim. In our actual text it does. There's all this, not Shayat Tavakim. Good, huh? Vati Shapin, to come in our channel. And we stay soon. Rav Acha Bayakev, Maskil. What's it mean? The master hala agadol mechiyakev mochal loy ko. He starts halil from kiyakev mochal loy ko. Now it's good at a mizmor, which is the beginning of a mizmor. Anyone know what these words mean? It makes sense now. Now that I told you what I said, now we understand that Acha started his halil with kiyakev mochal loy ko. What does he mean? So what he means is, in Kuf Lamed Hei, Pasuk Dalet is Ki Yaakov Bocha Lo Yikom. So seeing that, I've just told you that Haleluka of Kitev Hashem Zamul Ishmoi is the opening statement of a Perek. Now I can understand why you can call Ki Yaakov the beginning of Halel. So it's the first Pasuk after the introductory comments of Haleluka. If the Indian Acha Lo Yitokin, so you must call Halel, then Shem Israel. The Masha Yah, he would have started Halel in the middle of the Mizmo. So now that I've told you the Haleluka, Potter Gimel, is the beginning of the Mizmo, so I can understand why you'll start Halel from Potter Galev, meaning really, after saying Potter Gimel, you'll start Potter Galev. Potter Gimel is the introductory comments of Halel, and then Potter Galev is the beginning of Halel. But if the Haleluka of Potter Galev is the beginning of the Halel, then what's Pasuk Dalet? Why start from there? Pasuk Aleph is the beginning of Hadish, and start from Pasuk Aleph and Beis. Why you start from Pasuk Dalet? And then I told you the Gish is in the Shemach Hatzis, and Pasuk Gimel is the beginning of the Halel. So it makes sense. His Halel started from the Kiyakis, the beginning of this, from here, from Pasuk Gimel and on. So that's the end of that. Dalet. But Dalet and Gimel are connected because Gimel is the introductory comments for Dalet, right? Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Let's give praise for what? Hallelujah, Kitav Hashem. Let's give praise to Hashem because He's good. Zamor Ishmael, you know Him. That what? Here goes all the praise. Kiyakim Bachaloyko. And later we'll say we start Hallel from Kiyakim, meaning from the opening words of Kiyakim.
So Aleph and Beis are the one above.
Aleph is the one above, and then we start Gimel Dalet and start the Hallel from there. So that's what I got there. Pasuk Vayechi is a very opportune time to have grandchildren. My box and my daughter had a big boy this morning. It says Rikoy Vehem Shmi Mishem Abisai. What does it mean Rikoy Vehem Shmi? Yaakov gave a bracha to Yosef, that your kids to be Manasseh, Ephraim, and the Malach HaGadol to Megiddo, Kovah, and Shemim, and Shem, Abba Yisrael. Manasseh and Ephraim weren't called, they weren't called Yaakov, they weren't called Avraham. So what do they mean by Kovah, and Shemim, and Shem, Abba Yisrael? They weren't called that. So what's the word? What does it literally mean? Kovah, and Shem, Shemim. To call them my name. So pshat is that a child, every person, if you go way back through their lineage, you'll find that they had grandparents, great-grandparents who were tzaddikim, and you'll find that they had great-grandparents, great-grandparents who weren't, all the way back to Avraham Avinu. You'll find they were, sometimes they had, some of their ancestors are great people, some of them aren't. So he was saying that the Gemara says, if you have somebody who's a Rosha, then even if that person's father is a tzaddik, you call him Rosha ben Rosha. And if you have somebody who's a tzaddik, even if that person's father is a Rosha, you call him tzaddik ben tzaddik. So what's pshat? So pshat is that if somebody's a tzaddik, then he's taking after the ancestor is a tzaddik. So he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, because the one in between, the Rosh in between, is not, is got no sightness with him, he's not following him. So he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. If somebody is a Rosh, then even if his father is a tzaddik, but he's not following his father, he's following his ancestor is a Rosh. So we call him Rosh ben Rosh, because he's following that mahalach. So Yaakov is giving a bracha to Yosef, that your children should be called Tzaddik ben me, ben Avraham and Yitzchak, and not Rosha ben Terach. Your children should be Tzaddikim, and therefore they'll be called Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. They'll be called after me, as opposed to after my father or my ancestors who are Rishayim, and they wouldn't be called after me. So I'll have a good morning, Shabbos next week, and we'll start with the sugar. But before I leave, we'll keep on a minute. I owe Yossi something. Yossi asked, what's the machlok of Bishamay Tela? Why is it Bishamay say you say until Emer Wanam Zeva, and Bishamay you say until Loilam? The answer to that is in a Tisefta, the end of the Perek. Yossi, you can have a look at it if you want. Tisefta, Perek, Tet. Pay good, I mean. Except for that, pay good. Anocha Vov. So I'll teach you something new. If you open up your Gemara, the very, very end of the Gemara is a success, is a list of prices. So you go a bit further, back. After the Mordechai. That man is the last thing in a normal Gemara. Humble, please. You see it? The set is a list of prices. Yeah, it's earlier than that because we're doing this off here.
Okay. There's a list of prices.
Hey, yeah, keep going, Yossi. What come on here? Oh, there you go. It's the end of the stocking. Very good. Take Ave. Ave stocking. Yeah.
And then what letter?
Vos. Peg Yud. It's the last peg.
Have you ever?
Vos. You have it? So it says there. Maybe not, that's right. It's going to be massive. Vos. Yeah, it was at the beginning of the line, maybe it's hard to see. Alright, yeah. Blood in the case, you master the signatures, you snatch master the way from the kids, because that's not the point we wanted. So three lines into it. It said, Adhechon O'ema. Vishan O'emim Adhechon Abonis Mechon. And Vishan O'emim Adhechon Abonis Mechon. The question is good. Omo Vishan O'emim. By the way, there's horrible text in this verse. It's a mess. Because it's a text about prayer and they're never working it. So there's loads of synagogue stories. Loads in it. So you just have to flow along a bit. Omo Beishamai Lebeithilal Vechitva Yotsu. Why are you singing in between Shalom and Shalom? Well, you've left Mitzrayim already. You haven't left. They're still before Chatois. They're still in Mitzrayim. Why are you talking about the same thing? I'm an MVP-lel. I feel a month in a few together. Even if you wait until the morning, few together is when the cock crows. Even if you wait until the morning, They haven't left yet. They didn't leave until midday. How can you ever say about the Gula on Seder night? We're saying it because of our Seder. Then they're going to go out, and therefore there's nothing wrong in saying about Seder on Mitzrayim. We want to say about the Shevach of leaving Mitzrayim. So the Sefer says that the Shammai didn't want to mention anything about the Gula until after we've had that because that's what the Shammai didn't want to say anything about the Gula, and therefore the first Halal was just pure Halal. Afterwards we'll say more. So the Beis Hillel, come to your logic, you shouldn't even say afterwards either. Because you haven't left Mitzrayim yet either. Even after Avi Kumi, you haven't left Mitzrayim, then you left in the morning. So you don't have to answer that somehow. So that's the... There's obviously going to be the terrorists. In the Minchas Bikurim at the bottom, he gives explanations of these deceptors. The Chikva Yotsu. You see the Minchas Bikurim? Haloi Lo Yotsu Ela Bechatzos. He's got a Gisa that they left Chatzos time, meaning that whenever Pari let them go, that's called leaving.
Nice.
Right. The Chain Yoima Betzitzi Tzomim Tzayim Acha Achilles Pesach to Korah Bechatzos. Says the Shammai, you should say only after eating it on Pesach, because on Pesach you eat Chatzos time. And then you should say it, because now it's the time of redemption. But before Chatzos, it's not time for redemption yet. So that's the Machlokes the Shammai said. Do we look at when Pari let us out, or when we actually left? The Shammai say we look at when he let us out. Says the Chatzos, the leave between yourself afterwards. Then they say, no, not let us out. Now we have to make a mark when we left, and that's only going to be in the morning, so we're not going to say I got the halal at all. I don't mind, you can say it right there. Let's just see a bit more, maybe just speak that a bit more. Hoki Gazina ask Krita, give our dine here, Lachati Gula, we haven't come to Alpha Gula. Well, I know, so they didn't leave. Only Bashish, sorry. Shalom, I'm a Yiba, that's why you were there. It's a quiz question on the Seder night. What time did the Yidden actually leave with Ryan? At what time? Everyone said they chased them out. So what time did they leave? So he says, the Pasuk says, are you better than you were there? In the middle of the day, some of that noonzer.
6 hours. Yeah.
So why do we stay to take this job earlier? Hello, humans should feel the permission to sit by Gola. Since we started already talking about the Gola. I mean, let's take my, we finished off talking about the Gola. Take some in time talking about the Gola. We're involved in talking about the Gola. Let's finish it off and we'll talk about the Gola with take this on time. So that's the answer on the Machlekes. Because my friend is Shami Tila.
Where was that here?
Minchas Bikurim. Oh, I don't know where it is in the world. Oh, no. How do you